Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers and spankers, Democrats and Republicans, libertarians and vegetarians, foot fetishists, and Das Boot lovers. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We're especially aware of this during the month of May, brothers and sisters. Spring fever.
We got it. We sure had it last week, right here on Radio Suzy One. The start of Masturbation Month, May Day, was a hot show. And we are continuing the celebration of self-love and other kinds of erotic plaisir. C'est mon plaisir, monsieur. C'est mon plaisir to bring you to another episode of the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live on Radio Suzy One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation on the web. Come into my web. Listen to me. I have a radio show like everybody else in the world. It's a form of mental masturbation that we do, we radio show hosts. We just talk and talk and talk and imagine someone is listening. And anyone can have a radio show. I had one before, you know, the internet. Well, actually, I guess the military had the internet when I had my first radio show. And Max, my husband and engineer, who I am now introducing.
Captain. Hello, Doctor. Max, how are you?
Prince Max.
You look beautiful.
And my butler.
Yes.
Max.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Doc? You look great.
I'm doing good. I'm going to give this camera to Mar. And, yes, I mean, we started when, I don't know, you actually had to have somewhat of an audience.
No, we actually started, we were one of the first radio stations.
Yes.
On the internet. We were the top radio station on the internet at one point.
Because we started on regular radio.
Right. And the first show that we did, actually I did, we got the software.
Yeah.
And we put it on, and then I went on the air, and I started talking and chatting, and I said, can anybody hear me? Nobody called. And this was after a few days, the release of Real Audio. And so I said, well, I have a bottle of Jim Beam here. So the first caller that calls me will get a bottle of Jim Beam.
Right, now, that was your test.
Yeah, keep in mind, of course, that it was, this was like, no, you can't just go on your computer and people are listening and they call you like a radio station. That's not possible. And a few minutes later, I get a call and the phone's right here. And I, hello, hi, what? You're listening to me, you can actually hear me? No, you can't. Who is this? You're in the other room? Where? Who is this? He says, no, no, I'm in Alaska. I'm listening to you. And I said...
And I need some Jim Beam.
In Alaska. And he says, I want the Jim Beam. Turns out he's on a military base. And he says, oh, yes, we've had this technology. We've been testing it. And I'm on duty tonight. So I thought I'd call and I want that bottle of Jim Beam.
All right.
And I went in and I told Susan, I said, listen, somebody called. She said, get out of here. I'm busy.
I was used to regular radio. Right. I didn't think anybody was listening on this internet thing. But
internet thing.
Now we're here, and you are listening, and you are calling. And we're going to take some calls, but I do want to introduce my special guest. She's right here. I met her at Foot Night. Amber Berlin. Amber Berlin, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thanks, Dr. Susan.
It's great to have you here. We met at Foot Night a couple nights ago, actually. Foot Night at the Speakeasy, the first time we have held that particular form of foot pleasuring in the community. But we have had foot fetish salons before. Ours are a little different, a little more intimate. And this was pretty exciting. This was fun. This was interesting. And you've been to Foot Nights before.
Yeah, I've been attending as a model since about November.
Right, as a model.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So there are the models, and then there are the fetishists.
Exactly.
I call myself a foot hedonist.
I like that.
Yeah? You like that? I do, too. I love to have my feet rubbed. I love to have my feet, you know, pleasured, toes sucked. It's a form of hedonism. In fact, that was one of the first things that my husband did to seduce me into marrying him.
I can see why that would work.
Yeah, it totally works.
I would massage your feet.
Oh, yeah. And this little piggy went to market, and that little piggy went all the way to the altar.
I've heard there are a lot of really erogenous zones that are attached to all kinds of other parts of your body and your feet.
It makes sense. It's a healing center. You know, the soles of the foot, the little pads of the toes, they all can heal different parts of the body. So why wouldn't that be also an erotic place? You know, and a lot of foot fetishists think they're weird, but they're coming out of the closet more and more. And Foot Night is kind of
that was fun.
Way to do that.
There were hundreds of little toes running around.
There were. They were on display.
And, you know, they're all the ones that were here, at least, that were, you know, kind of waving.
Mine are now locked up in boots.
Waving to people, right.
Because they you know, they were in these high heels before, but they'll
see,
wave hello.
Those guys there, those are all my buddies.
Those are cute.
Yes, they are.
I have 10 little girls. They live in the shoe. Okay, there's the big mama.
These are five of them.
There's a little model, and they all live next door to each other.
Yeah, they're very cute. The model is the tall one. My second toe is bigger than my...
So is mine.
My first toe. Ooh.
It's got a name. It's got some kind of disease is the name of it.
Really? Because it's a lot of people think it's very hot.
I think it's hot.
Yeah,
it works
but it's
for
a
me.
Disease, really.
It's got some kind of horrible, scary name.
Ooh.
Somebody's disease. It's some dude.
I wonder if that
belongs
gives you
to someone.
A strange
proprietary disease
form of
too.
Balance. Because I do have some trouble sometimes with balance. And I did take some courses, though, at Clown College, so I know how to fall.
I find it's really great for yoga.
Yeah.
Grabbing my yoga mat with my toes. So I have better balance.
With your second long model toe.
The second toe kind of keeps you, you know, it's like a rudder.
Yeah.
Mine is a model too, it's gay, but, you know.
Yeah.
He lives
now,
with a bunch of guys.
It's masturbation month this month. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did? Very
from
good.
Your site.
Oh.
That's the only way I find
well,
out.
Well, I'm glad to be an educator. Okay. And I'm not sure how to get into, well, foot
and master. I do sometimes rub my own feet, do you?
No.
No,
no,
never?
I have so many people that are vying for the chance. I don't really
need
to do that.
I guess there's been a few times, I haven't done it lately, but a few times when I've been alone at night and I kind of rubbed my own feet. That's how much I love foot rubbing.
Wow.
I'll even kind of do it in a masturbatory way, you know. But I'm going to hear about your favorite ways to masturbate a little later. But I do want to talk to, actually, we have a foot fetishist on the line.
Okay.
And our number is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And you can also call if you're not in North America, 213-670-0066. I was going to say, we don't usually give out last names to Grace, who took the call, but this guy's name, full name, is Jerry Maguire, so we can give out his last
Jerry
name,
Maguire.
Right?
Okay, Jerry.
Okay, Jerry Maguire.
Maguire.
Yeah, okay.
And what
he's
line
on
is
line
it?
Three.
Line three. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Happy Masturbation Month and Foot Fetish Week.
I appreciate it.
So, you have a foot fetish?
Yes, ma'am, to the full extent.
For the what?
To the full extent.
To the full extent.
To the full extent.
Yes,
uh-huh. From toes to heels.
Or what?
Ankles. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a sort of a foot fetish expert here. She's a foot fetish model, actually. And
okay.
Yeah, yeah. How do you like that?
Can you speak up just a little bit? Get your foot out of your mouth.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Susan, can I ask a favor of you?
I don't... Well, you could ask. Yeah, you could ask a favor.
Because you're the doctor, so you make things come true, right? Almost.
I thought that was the wizard.
No, I want to ask that just the women talk, because I called to talk to Dr. Susan Block and...
Oh, I better shut up this guy. Okay, we're going to put a gag in my butler.
Okay.
No? Okay.
All right, I won't talk anymore.
Okay, we just gagged him, so now he can only talk in a high feminine voice. That's all you're allowed to talk in. Okay, so it's just us girls now. Just us girls and you. Is that your fantasy, to be surrounded by a bunch of girly feet and you, Jerry?
I have a question about, like, if you were like me and you had a foot fetish, how would you go about it when you meet women? Like, you know, because it's something that like you, but
I understand.
How do you tell if a woman, you know?
Right, how do you tell a woman that you want to get into her shoes? Well, here's what you do. You either take her out dancing, that's the best, or you can take her on a hike if you're more of a nature boy. Okay, or she's more of a nature girl. In other words, you get her feet working hard. Maybe take her on a run. And then, you know, she's going to have aching feet. And you say, would you like a foot massage? Okay, and if you're really particular about sweaty feet, you can say, would you like me to bathe your feet? And then massage them.
I think I would add something to that.
Go ahead.
And that is, I think every person, specifically every woman, wants a foot massage, but not everyone is interested in having a foot session to the fullest extent, like our friend Jerry is interested in doing. My advice is to, when you meet someone you're potentially interested in, just lay it all out there. Like, look, this is what I'm into. I want to suck on your toes and put them in my eyeballs or whatever you do. And if you're not into that, then this isn't going to work for me. So let's just talk about it now. And that way you have it all established.
I do understand that, but let me just say...
I think that's a pretty good way to come at it, okay? But if you're being a woman and me saying that to you, how would you take that?
Yeah, see, I'm a woman. You're a woman, too. We're women here, and so is Maxine.
Okay,
we're all women. Okay, now let me just say that when Maxine was a man...
I'm going to say like this. Dr. Okay. Susan Block, I want to suck your toes, and if you don't want to let me, I don't want to be with you.
Well, right now, I'd be cool with that. But see, when my husband, who is a great foot fetishist, massager, foot lover, if he had said that to me when we were just getting to know each other, I would have stayed away from him. Even though I like it, I would have stayed away. But the fact that
you know, I would trot around in high heels, going to meeting after meeting, and then I'd come and see him, and we'd have our meeting. and then he would take off my high heels. Listen to me, darling. He'd take them off, and he'd just, you know, kind of take care of my feet in a very organic way. He didn't get fetishistic about it. I didn't realize until, you know, like months later that this was a fetish. And then I went, oh my God, I'm with a pervert. What do? I'm already in love. I kind of was already seduced by the thing. And I think that a lot of quote unquote regular women who aren't models and who aren't in the scene, they kind of react to that word fetish still. And if you want to appeal to that kind of woman, then, you know, you kind of have to sneak up on her. Foot-wise, not, you know, like a stalker. Don't be stalking her, okay? But on the other hand, one thing that a good point that I think that our guest Amber brings up is that maybe you want to dispense with all that, because it's true, you never know. Even if a woman likes a massage, she might not like the sucking. So it might behoove you to go to an event that features foot fetish models, women that you know. You don't have to
find them out here.
Out here.
Yeah.
Where are you? Out in North Dakota?
No. I'm farther. I'm like close to Atlanta.
Farther? Oh, just farther geographically. You can't be farther than that socially. But geographically, okay. Atlanta. I'm sure they have. Do they have foot nights in Atlanta?
I'm sure.
Hotlanta, baby.
It's a city.
Yeah, Hotlanta, baby. They got foot fetish nights. They got scenes. They got, you know, the whole thing. You can find that if you want.
The website. I don't have a website to it.
A website? Foot Night has a website.
But yeah. Foot Night is mostly West Coast.
Okay.
I've tried that one. They don't come to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So you got to type in.
Do your research. This is not our job.
Foot fetish.
Try Craigslist.
Use your, you know, the brain between your ears, not between your legs. And just, you know, kind of find a foot. Just type in foot fetish, Atlanta, you know. It could be that you find some particular people. You know, one thing will lead to another. Or just maybe fetish, because foot fetish is one of the more common fetishes. Mm-hmm. So if you type in Atlanta fetish, fetish party.
FetLife.com is a really good
then
one.
Then there's FetLife, yeah. Do you like the woman to be dominant, or do you not like that?
All kinds.
Mm-hmm. Well, FetLife, I'm sure you'll find a lot of dominant women. Also submissive, all kinds, yeah. But they're the kind of woman you can say, look, I have a foot fetish. You know? But if you would like to meet a woman like I was a few years ago, actually a couple decades ago, then, you know, you have to kind of beat around the bush, so to speak, or rub around the toes. Okay? And that's what you got to do. Okay, you got it? You got two ways to go. You can go both ways, actually. You can do both things. You can try both in your life. Because it's enough that you're just sort of obsessing about this by yourself. Although, happy Masturbation Month. Right? You can pull one off for yourself tonight and know that you're celebrating an important American holiday. Okay? Okay, darling. Talk to you later, Jerry. All right. We are here in the soul of downtown L.A. I know that was difficult for you, Max.
He didn't like me.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
It wasn't anything personal.
No, it was personal. Take it personal.
But you were able to bring him into the discussion anyway.
Actually, I did. I talked about you the whole time and how great you were. Right? I talked about you the whole time.
He was
told the whole story
nice.
Of your seduction of my feet.
He was very nice.
He was, once he got rid of you.
Yeah, right. Once he got rid of me, he was
Yeah,
great.
He didn't want any competition because he didn't want to feel like a fool being so nice.
What was his name?
In front of the guys. Jerry McGuire.
Hey, Jerry, I'm sucking toes right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't realize that Max actually could give him the inside view.
The inside view.
Of how a man gets to a woman's feet.
That's
right. You know, all kinds of women.
Who's on line two?
Let's see. Well, we have Imtiaz on line two.
Imtiaz. Oh, our friend. Hold on. Hello, Imtiaz.
Hello, Imtiaz.
Yeah, hi, Susan, and hi, Max. How are you?
We're doing well.
We are. And say hello to our guest, Amber.
Hello, Amber.
Hello.
Is Asia there, too?
Asia is missing in action.
Asia is missing. She's at a Playboy party tonight.
And who's Amber, I'm curious?
Amber.
Amber's a lovely model that we met at the foot night that we had a couple nights ago. So she is a specialist in foot fetish modeling.
But I must meet her soon.
Yes.
That's my new interest, by the way.
Good. It's always good to have a new interest.
You know, for a Muslim, you're pretty flexible, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm extremely flexible. I'm actually willing to explore this new fantasy of mine, foot. You know, this foot fantasy crap.
Actually, it is very popular among Muslim men. Very popular. You want to know why?
No, I'm curious. I don't know.
It's kind of obvious, but I'll tell you. Okay, there's a lot of covered women in the Muslim world that don't reveal anything but maybe their eyes and their feet or their ankles, the tops of their feet. You know, they wear little shoes, but you can see something of the feet. I think that's one reason is that, you know, they can they get a glimpse and it drives them mad. And then the other reason, I guess, is because the feet are considered very low in Islam and shoes are very low. And maybe there's something to do with, you know, elevating the lowly to the high and horny, something like that.
So Amber, the specialist in this department, eh?
I would say I'm qualified, yes.
Well, we must meet one of these days, Amber. I'm very curious about this rather interesting form of perhaps fetish.
Okay.
Are you cute?
Would I be on this show if I wasn't cute?
Totally.
She's more than cute.
She's hot.
She's hot, baby.
She's very hot.
You can look on the website and see a picture of a girl that isn't me.
Well, now, Imtiaz, what is the source of your interest in feet now? What makes
Well, you know, I read that article, you know, the one that you had written the other day, and I had never read anything about feet at all, you know, so it was my first time. And it was, you know, it sort of appealed to my libido, you might say.
Yes.
It was interesting, different, curiosity.
Yes. Curiosity. You've never thought of the feet as
no,
an
never thought of the
erotic
feet. No,
zone.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No,
but
I've
now
never,
that you
fact,
think of it.
That was something I'd never even imagined till you mentioned that in the article.
Well, now that you know that this is a place that you can eroticize on a woman, what type of foot fancier are you? Do you like high heels? Do you like
bare
feet?
Yes, the higher the heel, the better.
Oh, okay. Very high heels. Pointy toes or open-toed sandals?
No. Pointy toes, high heels, preferably lovely feet, well-manicured, you know, and nails, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully, of course, something that sort of, you know, entices my imagination and has a nice smell to it.
Well, a nice smell, very important.
You're sort of an elitist Muslim, right?
You don't very much so, yes.
None of that dusty stuff from the desert, and right?
Doesn't appeal to me, no. I'm an elitist, absolutely.
Right. You're not into the sweaty feet. There
no,
is a,
no, not
a particular
at all.
Fetish
not
for sweaty feet, right, Amber?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
So
by the way, Amber, I'm a cute guy, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not some, you know, average-looking fellow either, you know?
Okay, I got that.
So, Amber, what is your specialty when it comes to feet?
I have a really unusual skill due to the condition we spoke of earlier with the longer second toe.
The longer second toe? I also have a longer second toe, but I don't think I have this skill. What are you able to do?
I can pinch people with my toes, like hard, and hurt them.
I was going to tell you to demonstrate on me, but maybe I'll have you demonstrate on someone else. Hurt them.
Yeah, so that's
what part of the body
skill.
Do you tend to pinch with your toes?
Either their face or like their nipples. I like doing
that.
But not always in a mean way, you know.
Oh, yes.
In more like a teasing
way. In a teasing
way. So they enjoy
way.
It, you know, as part of the session.
And Tiaz, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening, as a matter of fact.
Yes. What do you think about that as a special skill with the woman of your dreams? Would that work for you?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I must tell you, when I read that article of yours, you mentioned in the article that when you were in your courtship with the prince himself, that the one of the most interesting parts of the courtship was that the prince was a specialist in the feet department.
Yes, and that's what we were discussing earlier, yes, how he seduced me feet first.
Well, that's the first time I ever read an article about that in my life. I mean, I've heard about various forms of seduction, but that certainly is a first, okay?
Well, yes, and it's a very effective form of seduction, I think. It worked with me.
Amber.
By the way, Max, I must tell you
yes.
that in the past 4 weeks, you know, I've got to know you a little better, obviously, each time I speak to you.
Yes.
But you're very, very, I have a lot of respect for you, and you're a wonderful man. I want to tell you that on, you know, in public radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And he's complimented me enough.
Right.
He's done with that.
Right. And I'm very handsome, you know.
Oh, no, I know you are. I mean, I've seen your pictures.
That's right. I'm very smart and stuff, too. I don't dress too well.
Very
but,
talented also.
Now, I want to know from Amber, what are the like the basic fetishes in foot fetishism? Like, okay, so you're an expert at doing that. What are some of the other things that go on behind those curtains?
Trampling. Is
trampling,
a big,
okay.
Do you like trampling?
I do.
Walking on people?
Yeah,
I would you like for someone to walk on you, MTS?
You know, I'll have that done, by the way.
You're already in this world.
Yeah, I never knew that. I had it done in Bangkok.
Of course.
About less than a year ago.
Mm.
So I've had that done. In fact, I had somebody walk on me in Thailand.
Right.
Very, very soothing.
Little Thai girl.
Oh, that's really
good. Not quite little Thai, but she was very good at what she did.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's better than Abu Ghraib, of course, because, you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, they walk on you there, too.
I mean, that was a very... soothing experience, I must say.
200-pound guys walking on you in military boots. It's a little different.
So trampling is...
Yeah.
And what else? What?
Smelly feet is definitely one that's a special request from a lot of people.
With toe jam and stuff?
No, yes. Not so much. Not so much that. Just the
sweaty.
Actual smell. So, you know, I'll go, like, put on my soccer cleats and run around for a while and then go to
really?
A session. Yeah.
Wow.
Stockings, obviously big, not only for fetishists, but for most people, I think. And...
You mean the smell of feet after
and
they've
and
been...
And high heels, of course.
They've been in nylon.
Heels. Yeah.
Not and necessarily how about, the smell, but just, like, the feel of the nylon itself.
I see.
Which most stockings aren't made out of nylon anymore, but...
What are they made out of?
Such as life. You know, spandex.
Oh, spandex.
That kind
okay.
of thing.
What do I know?
If you can find nylon stockings, you're doing something incredibly right. Because
really?
They don't make them. Or only fetish companies make them now.
Did you know that, Susan?
Yeah.
No,
I know
that.
All about stockings, honey. what about, foot tickling?
Oh, tickling is huge. I'm actually not ticklish, so I
oh,
don't
you're
get
not
to
good
participate.
With that.
I'm only ticklish on my whole body, on my ankles.
Really?
So it's a little strange. I don't know how that
but
happened.
Maybe that would be good because I am very ticklish, so I always think if I was really with one of these tickle guys, they would just like
be merciless.
Yeah, I'd have a heart attack of all that tickling. So maybe it's good to not be too ticklish because if they like to tickle you a lot, then
you would need a safe word for that.
You would just need to keep laughing, which is hard to fake. Faking laughter is almost harder than faking an orgasm.
They know you're faking.
Yeah.
They would know in a heartbeat if you...
That's true.
By the way, I must
try.
Tell you, you've got a lovely voice, Amber. I like your voice.
Thank you.
It's
very
sweet. MTIs
doesn't tell
becoming.
Me I have a lovely voice anymore. He used to tell me that.
No. You're in a class by yourself, Susan, so I shan't, you know, sort of belittle the point any further, you know.
Yes, I know. So you must compliment my surrounding people. And I appreciate that, MTS.
We wouldn't want me to get a swelled head, right?
Susan, let me tell you something, okay? In all my life, and I'm not a young man anymore, I've
but
been
you're
maintaining the most brilliant woman I've ever come across in my life. And that's saying a lot from me, believe me.
Brilliance.
Yes.
All right. Well, nothing about my voice, though.
Your voice is heavenly. I've said that to you before.
No, it's okay, MTIs. So have you been practicing have you been celebrating the month of May?
Yes, I have. I in fact, practiced twice this last week.
Very good. All right.
I'm improving, you know. I'm getting better.
Are you? And how?
Yes.
How so?
Susan, I'm telling you, believe me, by the end of the summer, when I'm feeling absolutely, you know, I'm losing weight now. I've dropped down about to another 7 pounds this week. Another 2 more weeks, I'll be down to about 180 pounds, which is my ideal weight.
Oh.
I'm going to be hot, ready to rock and roll, you know?
Really?
Yes. Hot to trot, as they say in America.
Wow. Ready to get
we
pinched.
We say that?
ready to get pinched by Amber's toes.
Yes, yes. Very much so, yes.
Except you probably have more to pinch now with the weight.
That's
yes,
true.
I've got to drop another 20 pounds. I mean, I'm not overweight, but I've got to drop 20 pounds. Because I'm very small boned, so for me, at 180, I'm all right. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm at 180, I'm all right, you know?
Gotcha. That's, speaking of which, Amber, does an overweight guy ever ask you to, like, pinch an inch?
No, not so much.
That's too weird. Okay, never mind. So, MTIs, very good. Well, of course, masturbation does not consume calories. In fact, it probably burns up calories.
It burns up calories.
Yeah, I mean, you're not eating anything unless you're eating while you're.
I masturbated wanking. For 7 hours yesterday
and lost.
And I lost
2 pounds.
Like 2 pounds. Yeah.
Were you in one of those silver suits?
You lost 2 pounds?
What?
Yeah.
Empty as
well. I better start doing that regularly. I lose 2 pounds a day. I'm in good shape.
That's pretty good, right?
Yep,
there you go.
That's fantastic.
All right.
And only half of it was semen.
All right, MTS.
Good. Okay. Well, we love you, MTS, and we hope you stay on Facebook. Don't take your profile down. I heard there was.
No, I wrote to you. I shan't. I deleted about 100 people today, so I'm, you know, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm
delete
fine,
people.
You know?
Max does that.
That's
he's
what
in,
I do.
He's totally into deleting people.
I love to delete people.
But
from
don't delete yourself.
Right.
That's the thing you mustn't do.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
nice to talk to you both again. Very nice.
Take care and
yeah,
definitely
care,
give your mother some, you know, some love tomorrow. It's Mother's
I
Day.
I shall.
Send her flowers. Yeah. Send her a vibrator or something.
Send her something.
I don't think that she'd appreciate.
To combine
but anyway, I will
masturbation month.
Thank
and Mother's
you again
Day.
For your time.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to you.
Okay.
Usual.
Ciao for
take
now.
Care. Ciao. Ciao. Bye bye.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
it's the end month, and that's MTS. He's becoming a regular correspondent on the show.
And he's really actually should be a Muslim comedian because he's very funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but he was raised by nuns.
By nuns.
And or priests, actually, not nuns. He went to Catholic school with priests.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he was bar mitzvahed. And he's a Muslim.
He gets it all.
Yeah. And also is from India, which is mostly Hindu.
Right.
So he's very, you know, cosmopolitan, I guess you could say. And yet, sweetly naive in matters of sex.
No,
although, every once in a while, he surprises us.
No, he's
like,
good,
he
he's
got
fine.
Trampled in
right.
Thailand. I mean, you know, I haven't been trampled in
I
Thailand.
I don't think that was trampling.
No, that was just the
it
girls
like a
walking
massage.
On you, yeah.
Which trampling is supposed to hurt.
Mm.
It sounds like he enjoyed it and it was relaxing.
Well, there's a lot of trampling now with the red shirts down there.
Well, what do you call it if it's just a small woman walking on your back? That's not called trampling?
Massage.
But what is it? But massage, there's different kinds of massage with the hands. That's like a foot massage standing
it's not
up.
A foot massage.
Right, no. That's why I think it's better called it's a soft trampling.
Who's
trampling
on,
light.
Who's on line one?
I don't know. Who's on line one? Let's see.
You tell me.
I'll tell you if I can see. It says Jerry Maguire, but I think he's not on there anymore, so I don't know.
Well, somebody's online when...
Well, okay, then. You could just find out.
You want to find out?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Are you still there?
Hi.
You're on the air. Anybody?
Okay, they're not there.
Well, they haven't...
Woo!
Well, anyway, I have a request from the studio audience.
Yes.
Well, the studio audience would like to see Amber's feet.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good. All right.
So, you know, you can just...
Just put the dollar bills in my
first
hand.
First of all, we should show off the boots to the webcam crowd.
Look at that.
Do we have a photographer here? Can kick up those boots for a second here? Okay, show her with these cute boots, first of all. Very cute. They're like old-fashioned Victorian boots. Here, let's do a boot-to-boot kind of thing here. Boot-to-boot. They're very cute. Victorian little white boots. Mm-hmm. And they're lace-up. They look almost antique. But they're not really. Yeah. And so now you could just take them off. You know, in a way that maybe a foot fetish guy who likes to see you unlace boots, or you know, these are the zip down the side
boots.
Yeah,
these zip.
You know they're modern. Because
these are not Victorian.
Yeah, the real Victorian ones really unlace from the front. Okay.
That takes a boot slave to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And
here
what
we go.
They really like is when we
you hold
hang it like that.
You dangle. That's
dangle.
Called the dangle.
That's hot.
The dangle and the wiggle. Yes.
Yeah.
I've had people request that we go out in public and I sit somewhere and have my shoes dangle. That's it. I just sit there and have my shoes dangle.
Can I get in on this? I can do that.
You can do that?
Yeah, no problem. I got boots.
Yeah. You could dangle?
I could dangle my boots.
Yeah.
I dangle other things.
Dangle your sneakers.
There you go.
So what kind of pedicure do you have there?
I just have red.
Red is good.
I was specially requested to do red. I'm not usually a red person. I'm usually doing green or blue, something really outrageous and ridiculous.
But that is the classic foot fetish color.
Justin, watch out because that toe bites.
Yeah, exactly. I
watch
have red
lips.
Also. I did classic, foot fetish red, I call it.
That's the classic and also the French tip.
And the French tip, right.
I like getting French tips that are orange. Just like the clear with the orange.
Nice.
I like that. We're doing another dangle.
Okay, here comes
dangle on the other foot.
Another dangle.
Can we see that dangle?
Oh, look at that.
It's a little tough to dangle boots.
It is. It's a little
easier
tough.
To dangle like high-heeled sandals or
And this
pumps.
Is a good shot. Take a shot of my feet.
Oh, the spread. The spread.
Oh, the spread, right.
And yes, she does have the second toe longer than the first. And now you do the crunch.
Yeah, now you do all the wrinkles
on
my foot.
The crunch.
That's like a man-eating plant.
A what? A man-eating plant?
Yeah, that's, because you're a good pincher, right? That's
I'm a really good pincher.
You do the pinching.
And I can pick stuff up and all kinds of
you can pick
interesting
stuff
things.
Up.
Oh, yeah. You know, what do you mean picked up?
Could you do the gallery? There's a lot of...
Yeah.
No, I don't pick up garbage.
A pencil, though. You could pick up a pencil.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Panties, you know, whatever.
That's amazing. That's cool. Wow.
Very nice. All right. Well, you got great feet,
and
you could leave them out if you want.
Okay,
you know,
that sounds good.
You know, just kind of let them air out a little.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, we love Amber's feet.
if you just tuned in, we're just looking at feet.
And you know, it is Masturbation Month, so I wanted to give you a little gift. That's the pocket rocket right there.
Oh. This is just what I need.
Is it?
I think everyone needs one.
Well, I mean, yeah. Do you have one already?
Not specifically a pocket rocket.
No? Okay.
No, but I did have sex toy cleaning day last week.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Tell me about sex toy cleaning day.
It took me all day.
Cleaning day.
It took me all day. I had a lot of sex toys to clean.
Good for you.
Well,
what kind do you have?
Oh, God. I have the rabbit, of course. The girl's best friend. I have all kinds of configurations of bullets and things like that, and just a few little strange things here and there that I've picked up over the years.
Well, the pocket rocket is good to have. You know, I mean,
I
always figure even if you have one, it's good to have another one to keep in your glove compartment.
And we also want to thank Doc Johnson,
who
provides these for us and also sends us to Yale.
True. Oh, wow.
Right. Sex Week at Yale.
Sex Week at Yale.
Here's one of our Sex
he's
Week
a sponsor,
at Yale cards.
You know.
Yeah, they send us to Yale, and Michael's a Yaley. Yeah.
Do you guys do doctor stuff together?
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of exams.
Yeah, we do. So, you know, that pocket rocket is fully loaded, I think. Right? Yeah, fully charged.
Really?
It's fully charged. Yeah. So, you know, anytime you want to try it out.
You can use it anytime you want. I mean, you know.
You can just try it out on your hand or the sole of your foot.
I could pick it up with my toes.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see that. Okay, cameras, let's watch this.
We're going to pick up a pocket rocket with the toes. We need to have a camera over on this side because I think we're going to see a demonstration of
I'm just gonna rip this open.
Toe talent.
I'm going to turn it on first. Oh, it's loaded.
Yeah, it's loaded.
It's fully loaded.
Okay.
Here we go.
In the meantime, you're listening to...
It's moving.
It's bouncing.
It's moving. Okay.
It's the hunt.
Okay.
The thrill of the
Look
hunt.
Look at that. You've got it between...
Wow.
...the third and the fourth toe.
That is cool.
That, it's see now, usually vibrating. Between the first and the second would be...
Oh, these ones?
...typical. Yeah, you can do that, I'm sure. Yeah, that's easy. Okay,
what? They're chasing a pocket rocket around the floor of the studio.
Okay.
A first in radio.
Very good. There you go.
Can I hand it to you and you can grab it with your toes?
You know, I'm wearing stockings. I don't know if maybe I can sort of get it.
This might tickle you, though, with your ticklish.
Yeah, it actually feels kind of good.
It does.
Oh, I think it feels great on the toe.
I like that, actually.
You know what?
We shouldn't call this the pocket rock. We should call it the boot rocket.
Toe rocker. Foot rocker. It feels really good, especially because my feet kind of hurt from the other night walking around in those huge heels. And now I'm getting the vibrations right on the sole of my foot. Really feels great. You know, I think you have a new specialty.
Yeah. But that might go, you know, in the wrong direction, I think.
That feels really good. Okay, I think we're going to... Okay. I don't know how long we can keep this way. It's sort of dependent on the two of us. But that's yours.
Thank you.
We have a caller.
We've got a caller. Who are we going to take?
Robbie Thompson.
What line is
he
on?
He fooled around with his cousin. Is this the guy that called before? I'm not sure. Yeah, but we're going to have him on now.
He's on
line one.
Line one. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello. Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
So have you called before?
Say it again?
Is this your first time on the Dr. Susan Block Show?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I guess we have a lot of people that fool around with their cousins. I don't know. I thought you were someone that had called before. So, sorry to make light of your obviously serious situation. So, what's going on?
What's going on? Tell us.
Kissing cousins? What happened with you and your cousin?
Well, when we were... I was about 16. She was about 15. She played with my dick, you know, and he played with her pussy.
Oh. How old are you now?
20.
Okay. So, is that the only time you had a sexual encounter with your cousin? Or did you have other ones?
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And are you calling about it because it's like you can't get it out of your mind, or you're just kind of wondering if you're going to go to hell, or what is it? What is your question?
I can't get it out of my mind.
Ah. Okay. So, have you been with other girls since?
Yeah.
You have. But none of them are quite like your cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it the incest aspect that...
the incest aspect.
Uh-huh. So it could be another cousin.
Yeah.
Well.
And where is she now? How, you know?
We don't really talk too much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she's about 19 now?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're both above the age of consent now, so we don't have to worry about that, because, of course, you were quite a bit below for a while there. So now you're above. So you think you have a fetish for cousins, or what? You're interested in your other relatives? Any other specific relatives?
I've thought about my mom before.
Ah, your mom.
Haven't we all?
Well, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. What are you going to do for her now that you have confessed that you eroticize her? Are you at least going to give her some flowers or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But don't try to seduce her tomorrow.
Wait till the next day.
Yeah, yeah, not on Mother's Day.
So how come you fell in love with your mother?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She running around the house when you were a kid or something?
Say it again?
She's running around the house when you were a kid. You saw her feet.
Everybody runs around the house. But did she run around the house naked or in lingerie?
I've seen her in, t-shirt and panties.
Oh, yeah.
That's a killer, t-shirt and panties.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah, you know?
Hello, mommy.
I mean, a lot of guys get into their mommies for that reason. Was there a daddy around? Did you grow up with your dad or just your mom?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, okay. So this isn't a case of single mom and no dad, so sometimes boys get excited over mom because of that. But it sounds like you're just excited in general over family members.
Yeah.
You know, your cousins. You got a real problem there, kid. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What do you do down in Florida?
Say it again?
What do you do down in Florida? How do you make a living?
Do you make a living?
Do you go
20,
to school?
Are you,
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, I go to school.
All right.
What are you studying?
Business.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. All right.
And so what do you want to do about this? How can I help you?
Maybe help me come over her.
Well,
come over her.
Come over her.
Come over her. I mean, you want to come now?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to have an orgasm.
I see.
Well, it is masturbation month.
Okay, so we could give you a free one. Do you have a credit card? That's all right, kid. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. So we have. There's two of us here. There's Amber and me. Should I be your mom and Amber
be your
cousin?
There's three of us.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm dad.
Max be dad? Do you want dad in the picture too?
Should we have a whole family?
How about one of those whole crazy, insane family sex
I'm
fantasies?
Leaving.
You're not going to ask Max to leave again. You know, the first caller asked Max to leave. This is becoming a recurring theme, and it's just not fair. We're joined at the hip. You can find a place for Max in your fantasies, can't you? Guess not. All right. Well, you're not going to be flexible, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, darling.
Come on, just think about your mom.
You have a foot fetish? We have a foot fetish model here.
We got feet here. We got moms. We got dads.
You can think about your mom. You can think
cousins,
about your cousin. You can have phone sex and everything, but don't try to have sex with your mom.
Let me tell you before you...
Okay.
Go ahead.
He said okay. That's all. He has nothing to say. He just wants to come.
There are plenty of people on FetLife, too, who are interested in exploring this and pretending to be someone else. And you could hook up with somebody one time and consider them your cousin or something like that.
Yeah, find someone who looks like your cousin. You know?
Yeah.
You can always do that. But you're a little too catatonic for us to, you know, keep talking to you.
So, go ahead.
We're giving you a chance. If you could come right now, then we'll all applaud you and say happy masturbation month. But you're going to have to just very quickly imagine I'm your mom, Amber is your cousin, and we're all having an orgy.
And I'm Uncle Max.
And this Uncle Max is over there, you know, filming for the family archives. Okay.
And the cops are over here.
This is just a crazy fantasy. Huh?
Can you moan?
No, we're not going to moan for you. No, no, that's too much.
We
want you to moan for us. Oh, Max will moan for you.
Are you stroking it?
I think you're scaring him away, but that's okay. I think if you're going to start demanding moans, we have to move on.
You know,
unless Amber wants to moan. I don't know. He hasn't inspired me to want to moan. No, you're not inspiring. See, you're not. This is radio, darling. You can't just say, "Will you moan for me?" It's not like a phone sex line. Okay? So you have some fun. Moan for yourself, darling.
What'd you say?
I'm really close to coming.
Okay, then. Come for us. That would be great.
Let's hear it loud and clear.
Come.
It's masturbation month.
We're
here.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up to your mama. Give it up for Mother's Day to your surrogate erotic mommy. Your hot mom. Okay. It sounds like you came.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Good boy.
Go.
All
Yay.
Right.
Yay.
See, that's my kind of guy.
Leave mom alone tomorrow.
A quick comer. That's what we like on the radio.
Thanks so much.
Actually, give her flowers.
Yeah,
tell her
give
you
her
love
flowers.
Her.
You tell
her
you love her.
Give her a nice kind of
filial
hug.
You
and
take care.
Move on in life.
Peace.
Find yourself someone who likes to role play.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Wow.
He was sweet. He ended up being sweet. Especially after I gave him a hard time about the moaning.
Right.
Yeah, and then you moaned.
I moaned and I made him come.
No, he was tough. He was tough. All right, so we have... Right. Why do people give me their last name on the air? I don't want their last name. Jason is on line 3, and then I have a guest in studio.
They're all gone somehow.
Oh, they're all gone.
They're
okay.
All gone.
Where
have,
is my guest?
In guest studio.
Yeah,
studio
in-guest.
In-guest.
Studio.
We have a guest who is
that sounds hot.
In studio,
and
actually a very nice guy. He's Italian, that's why he's nice. He's a lawnsman.
Okay, is he here?
Yeah. We're gonna bring him up here.
All right.
Somebody bring him here? And you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Worldwide Revolution. Worldwide Sexual
Revelation.
Yeah. For your hard drive.
You want to change his headset and
your
make
software.
Sure he's close to the...
He's good.
Give him the other headset.
Yeah.
There you go.
And excuse me?
Yeah, just get up to that microphone. Hi, Jerry.
And what is this? Yeah. Oh, we have a caller, but we'll
wait. We'll talk to him.
We'll just wait. Okay. So how do you want to be addressed and introduced? And
just Jared.
Jared. Just Jared. Okay, just Jared.
Just Jared.
Just Jared. Yeah.
Very nice. I met him at the bar. Just came in on Greyhound from Stockton, California.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where's that?
You came in on Greyhound from Stockton.
Stockton is kind of the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that's why I don't know where it is. Okay.
Mid California, right? Somewhere in the middle of California.
Like Turlock, Atwater, places like that.
Not LA, not San Francisco, you know, not San Diego.
Farmland.
Right. Farmland. Were you brought up on a farm?
Nope.
No. Okay. And so you left a girlfriend behind, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And you just got in like today?
No, I'm from here.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he just got in
that
on
was
a
yoke.
Oh.
I didn't get it either.
No,
that wasn't funny.
Nobody got it. No, it wasn't funny at all. I always say that to people at
the
bar.
So you're not from Stockton at all?
No, not at all.
Nothing to do with Stockton?
No, that's
okay.
What I was wondering.
Oh, my God.
You confused me. And I'm married to you. Okay.
That's how we
so
keep it
So you're
hot.
From here. You're from L.A.
Right.
And this is part of our Real People series.
Yep.
Right? We're doing a Real People series. Yeah. With. So, you know, you're not in the sex field in any way. Or
not
in the erotic field. You're not an expert in erotica of any sort. And so, so why are you here? No. So, you have a girlfriend, right?
Right.
And is she going to be calling us? Is that the story?
We're going to call her.
We're going to have her
call.
We're
supposed to call her.
We're supposed to call her.
Yeah, we'll call her.
So.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit
about
the story.
Tell us a little bit. Set us up a little bit. So you have a long distance relationship.
That's correct.
And give me her number too.
Give a piece of paper.
Yeah. I have a lot of paper
because
here.
She's lonely.
Right, she's lonely. She's in Canada. He's down here, you know.
Yeah. So, I kind of have the stereotypical Canadian girlfriend, you might say.
I don't know what that stereotype is.
No, that's
is
interesting.
That
what is that?
Oh, just like, I got a girlfriend, but she's in Canada.
Oh, that's the stereotype.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Stereotype is she doesn't exist?
Exactly.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But yours exists, and we're going to have the proof.
That's correct.
On the air in just a moment. We're going to hear from her actually on the air. But in the meantime, I want to know, like, how do you keep your lust alive? Do you have phone sex?
Oh, yeah, pretty much every other day.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
That's cool.
You know, this is a very important aspect of masturbation.
Yeah, no,
you
know? No. That's really...
You know, a lot of people think masturbation is for lonely people. But it actually is also for couples to keep each other from getting lonely.
When I was a fugitive for years, we had phone sex.
That's true.
That's right.
And
every night.
It was part of our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was wonderful. It was awesome.
We also had a little phone sex before
call
we got
her,
married.
Call her.
Premarital phone sex.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Oh, that was hot.
Get her on the line, bud.
Especially when I was with my other boyfriend, you know.
Phone sex threesome? Yeah. Conference call?
No. Sneak attack. Name? Anyway, so you have phone sex every other night.
Just about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're doing business now. I thought we would have this stuff already. Okay.
No, we're doing good.
Okay, we're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have a call with her in a few minutes.
Okay. He's excited because he loves phone sex.
Does she have nice feet? Do you have foot phone sex?
Never tried that, actually.
This could be your lucky night.
Well, you mentioned about the toes being able to pinch things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I once ate a bowl of cereal with my toes.
Wow.
I think I have to go.
No.
I think
a bowl of cereal. Wow.
I've been replaced.
That's like a bonobo thing. Wow. No.
More or less a bet. Just
is that like the Stockton joke?
Kind of.
He didn't tell that joke.
All right. Well, I asked for a demonstration, but we don't have any cereal at the table.
We're out of cereal.
Right. Okay. So that was about the foot fetish. So you don't have a foot fetish, or you do, or you
not
could
at all,
develop
no.
one.
I don't know. I never explored it.
Yeah. Does your girlfriend have nice feet?
I guess so. I never really looked at them that way.
You never looked at them that way?
Not
but
really,
you
no.
have looked at them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So now that you think about it, what do you think of her feet? Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, she could be listening.
Well, I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
She better be.
Yeah. Does she ever wear high heels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. That's cool. I think she's here. I think she's on the line. Is her name Karen?
Yep.
All right.
Is she
line?
From Ontario?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a winner.
We got a winner. Okay, so...
She's on line one.
Line one? Okay. Watch this.
Okay.
No phone sex, guys. Okay.
Oh, come on. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Karen.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Susie One. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ah, there we go. Well, welcome. So I have someone you know here being held hostage.
Help me.
We want the personal information in exchange for your boyfriend's freedom.
Right.
What kind of information are you looking for?
Ooh.
She has a good voice.
Wow.
Yes.
What's your private number?
If you called me on this number, you've got it.
Ooh.
She
should be one of our therapists.
Actually,
what are we talking about?
What do you do? Do you have a business that you do that involves your voice?
No, actually. I have done some public speaking, though.
Yes.
I actually did one teaching session at a group about sexuality, but that was just one. I enjoyed it. I'd love to make it a career, but so far that hasn't happened.
Uh-huh. So you're a teacher?
No.
What do you do?
I used to do customer service, but currently I'm a mother.
Oh, okay. A mother. Okay.
So it's Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
And we have your delicious friend here. And
soon to be husband.
Ah, mm-hmm. So...
Wow.
Now...
July 11th.
You're getting married.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really soon.
Yeah, she's heading
that's
out
great.
Here on June 29th to spend the summer out here.
Ah, right.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm all for marriage, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I've been married 18 years to this beautiful woman here.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're still married.
We're still married.
Going strong. And we've gone strong partly through the phone sex.
That's what kind of keeps us going.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we've had to be apart for various reasons that have to do with, you know, Uncle Sam. And sometimes, you know, we are only connected through the auspices of Ma Bell.
Now, you guys have, of course, an international kind of relationship, but also an mm-hmm. interesting kind of relationship, right?
Right.
Right? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Karen, you want to tell him about that? Hello?
Well,
we do have an open relationship.
Okay.
Oh. And we kind of avoided defining our relationship for a very long time because it was good. We didn't want it to change. And,
How long have you been together?
See, that's the question, because we really didn't put a definition on the relationship. I think other people kind of considered us to be together before we actually considered us to be together.
Together.
So we really haven't changed.
Well, when did you meet?
About 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
5 years or 5.5 years ago.
Oh.
Wow.
And were you with other people when you met?
I was married, and he actually tried to help me save my marriage at first.
Really? That's one way to get in her pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that story.
Yeah, right.
Let me help you, honey.
No, good strategy. No, he probably was great. Very sincere. You wouldn't be with him now.
Yeah.
So that's who you got the baby with the ex-husband?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so now you're actually fully divorced, I guess?
Yeah.
Or you don't mean open relationship like Donna and her two husbands, right?
No, I'm divorced.
Right, okay. I mean, that's okay with me.
I mean, open relationship as in one serious relationship and then kind of casual people.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Gotcha. Now, casual full-on sex or...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And have you started doing that? Have you, like, branched out since you've been together?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a variety of situations. And I think the reason it works is because we're completely honest about it.
Uh-huh.
And when there's honesty involved and respect, then there's no need for feeling guilty or feeling worried because, I mean, we talk about it before it happens, we talk about it after it happens, and sometimes even while it's happening, you know, text messages and...
Wow, sure. Involve each other.
All right.
You know, that involves each other.
I mean, that's what makes it so great, basically.
Yeah.
I'm here with, like, you know, a bunch of naked women. Here are pictures.
Women. Well, what guy's going to be opposed to that? Well, a few, I'm sure.
I'm not.
Now, do you only do stuff with women, or
do you have a? Can you send them to me too? A subscription or something?
Do you only have sex with other women, Karen, or also with men?
No, also with men.
Oh, okay. And do you also
sometimes
and you text?
Same time.
Wow. All right, and you go both ways as well, Jared,
no,
or just with the women?
Right.
He's straight like me. He's totally right. Lesbian.
He's going to ask you to leave the room soon.
No, he's...
Wow. So, but I'm sure you have some boundaries, right?
Do
we? Oh, yes.
She knows what they are, even if you don't.
honesty for one thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And safety. Mm-hmm. Safety is extremely important in a non-monogamous relationship.
Can I ask a question? Are you safe with women?
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? You won't go down on a woman without a dental dam, or?
Exactly. Or some kind of a barrier.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Like, in the absence of an actual dental dam, there's things like saran wrap from the kitchen, you know what I mean?
Well, I do know
and
what
baggies,
you mean, but that can be
too.
Awkward. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a little
stuff.
Tough
it
to
can be
to
awkward,
get into that
but
stuff.
I mean, if you're going to be having sex with someone, you'd better be able to talk about these things.
Well, and also, you know, us sexualists are always accused of some kind of murderous thing, you know, but, you know, driving a car is dangerous also. Life is dangerous. That's what life is about. It's danger. And
but she keeps it pretty safe if
she's
doing it with saran wrap.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
How long have you been with saran wrap? No, but cool. That's
how long
cool.
have I been with saran wrap? I think the first time someone dressed me with saran wrap was about 10 years ago.
Really?
So you're kind of into the saran wrap, huh?
Wow, that's cool.
I want to hear
a dress for me.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You wrap her feet in it and she'll have sweaty feet like some of Amber's clients like. Okay. Well, you ever get into the foot thing, Karen? Would you like to have your feet pleasured?
I did date a guy with a foot fetish before.
Okay. She's been around. We have a foot model
here. You never asked me.
You know what's extraordinary here? That this is the normal, wonderful
world we
part
live in.
Of the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
versus the ideal.
Amen and amen.
The ideal, which is really the enemy of the real.
Yeah.
The reality is so much more exciting.
I don't know. This sounds kind of ideal, actually, the way they're describing
yes,
their relationship.
We have to,
I'm looking for the cracks in the armor here.
We have to flip everything upside down.
What do you guys
down?
Fight about?
Nothing, really.
Nothing. Oh, my God. I mean.
Well, they don't live together.
That's yeah, true.
There's no garbage to be
talk
taken out.
To me, right. Talk to me in 9 months.
Oh, there's no garbage to be taken
I'm
out.
I'm serious.
We stayed together for 2 months last summer.
Oh, that's just a vacation.
Right.
I think, though, that part of the reason, I mean, we talk every day, and we have for about 4 years now every day.
Yeah.
And
I want to hear about the phone sex you have every other day, but go on.
Go on.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I think the issue with not fighting is not that there's anything we disagree on. It's also a matter of that honesty, you know? Honesty and respect.
Mm.
That's why everything works.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Sometimes honesty can lead to arguments because you
That's
disagree.
True.
You know, and you're kind of into your opinion.
Well, let me just tell you something. I just met the guy tonight at the bar.
Yeah.
When he got off the bus.
And you
Stockton.
Haven't fought with him either.
Stockton.
And no, I haven't fought with him. He's
right.
a nice Italian boy.
I haven't
boy.
Fought with him either yet.
You know, we took some cayenne pepper together.
Okay. We're going to have some sex tonight. So let's get on to the phone sex here. Okay, because we really do think phone sex is very cool. And, I mean, it is certainly something for guys who don't have a partner to get into,
yeah,
just
right.
to explore their fantasies. And sometimes it's like a form of sexual psychodrama where you can learn a lot about yourself. And sometimes it's just a good way to release tension. And sometimes
it's just fun for the sake of doing it, even if you're in the same place.
Exactly.
That's
it is.
Correct. Right?
And sometimes it is a good way for a couple to keep their love and lust alive while they're apart.
Well, these guys have kept their lust and love alive for years, and she's in Canada.
There you go.
And he's in Stockton.
So give me some example or an example of how you like to have phone sex.
Why don't you start that one?
Yeah.
Are you getting shy?
I think you have to say it louder.
Yeah, you haven't been talking too much, though, either.
Yeah, are you
You've been letting her do all the talking here.
Well, usually I just call her up and tease her.
Okay, go ahead.
Start telling her about things.
Teaser.
That, you know,
things.
What are you doing right now, Karen? Are you naked?
Yeah.
I figured.
I'm always naked at this time of night. It's my relaxation time.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute.
And she made a big deal about the honesty, so I believe her.
I'm taking off my shirt here.
Yeah.
It's getting hot.
Okay.
In this
is getting hot. This is interesting. Okay, so she's naked.
Usually, I just tell her about how I want to be like licking.
No,
her
no, no! Don't
like
say usually. I just tell her. I don't want a third person account.
Okay.
This is, you know, one on one here. You're doing well.
Schmitz
you're doing really well.
Second.
You got her to reveal that she's naked. We didn't even know that. We've been talking to her for 10 minutes here.
This is a hot
face.
Woman. You
this
got
is
here.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what would you like to do right now? And what are you thinking about?
How about you tell me what you want me to do?
Back and forth. See how they pass
fighting.
The buck?
Yeah.
No, this is not fighting.
Yeah,
let's see if
good.
They can
this
resolve
good.
This without a fight. Yeah.
Well, sometimes this goes on for a while.
Who's going to tell their fantasy first?
Yeah.
Okay, can't get on too long because this is radio.
Right.
Okay.
Why don't you pinch your nipples right now?
Oh, okay.
I'm lying back. I've got my head bent over. Hanging off the edge of the bed.
I know
what
you want.
Pinching my nipple.
Ooh. I'm going to pinch mine, too.
Let's pinch our nipples. That's right hot. Now. Let's all pinch them. Pinch your nipples.
You look beautiful there, Les.
You're really missing out right now, by the way, Karen.
Yeah. You guys are breaking up a little bit.
Oh, because we didn't want to interfere with you. We loved hearing. We didn't want to obscure your voice because it sounded so good. Leaning back and
she's hot.
Pinching your nipples.
This one is hot. Mm. This is great. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Especially those nice mommy nipples I'm sure she has.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Pierced, too.
Pierced?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, with a piercing? Do you have, like, a loop through your nipples?
No, she's got bars through there.
Bars.
It's almost a full circle, but it's open on one, on the bottom.
And do you like
shields?
To twist it?
She likes
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can twist it around, but not all the way, because it's not a complete circle.
Mmm.
I'm glad I got those.
Mm-hmm.
Makes things a lot of fun. If I put the loops in there, you can attach the clamps right to them.
She's got a real bedroomy voice going.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Come on, Jared. Move it along.
Delicious.
Okay,
man.
After the nipples, what comes next? Come on.
Usually, she's got a big thing for licking me. She loves that.
For licking
you? To lick mm-hmm. you. Lick your
she
penis?
Yeah, she just wants to get
you're
down on her knees.
You're not usually this shy.
Hmm?
Well, he is on the air. She said you're not usually this shy. Okay.
Oh, you know, group of people, that kind of thing.
Right. You see, you're all alone, although you're being listened to by millions around the world, or at least by me. And he's surrounded by people right now.
A bunch of people going,
right.
Boy, she's
yeah,
hot.
I think we'd probably be, I'd be more comfortable in that situation than you'd be more comfortable in mine.
Well, next week you come here and we'll send him up to Ontario. That's no problem.
We can call him.
I'll be there in July.
Okay, you'll be here in July.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm a Universal Life Church minister. I can perform weddings, marriages, and funerals. Not that anyone's dying here. All right, so what do you usually go on to next? Now I'll let you be third person. What do you go on? Now she goes on to licking you. Your... Are you a fellatrix, Karen?
Yes, very much so.
Ooh.
I think that that's an art. I think that with each partner, you kind of have to learn what they like, and it's always different.
I don't know about that. I think just about every guy likes that. Right?
Well, every guy likes it, but every guy likes it slightly different.
True. Okay,
I mean, you have to watch the pressure. You have to watch the rhythm. You've got to listen to the way they're breathing.
So how does he like it?
How does Jared like it? Yeah, we want to know how Jared likes it.
Because we got cameras on him.
Right,
so.
He's here. He's getting very, very
he's schwitzing. He's
red in the face right now. But it's cute. It's very cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
This is
educational.
Educational and a revolutionary step in humankind and truth, to tell truth, unlike the Pope.
She's very much the one who likes the audience. I'm just sort of like, kick back and stuff.
All right. Well, he's kicking back right now. Tell us what he likes. And if you guess right,
intensity.
You win a pocket rocket. What?
He likes intensity.
Intensity.
He likes more pressure than most. He likes...
Little teeth?
No.
No teeth.
Is your tongue pierced,
really
too?
Going first. But just a little bit, not too much with the teeth. He likes to grab me by the hair, and he likes...
The grabbing of the hair.
He likes me to swallow and massage his cock with my throat.
Mm. Ooh, deep throat.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Wow. See, the laid-back, kind of embarrassed guys?
That's what I mean by intensity.
The intense one.
This is one hot girl here. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun for me.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All right. So, and you sound like you really relish doing it.
I do.
It's incredible.
The one thing, I like to feel things with my lips. My lips are like the one part of my body that I find... I love lips. I love my own. I love everyone else's. And so that gives me a lot of feeling with my lips and my mouth. But also, I like being able to make other people react. And that's about... I think that's the way you get the best reaction out of a man.
Well, it's a tried and true method, that's for sure. You know, I mean, you can also try picking up vibrators with your toes, but certainly fellatio is more tried and true.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done the trampling, and I've had a couple of slaves that worshipped my feet and so on, but...
How is this a regular person thing? How is this not related?
No, this is like normal, okay? And in fact, that's why...
I'm just a normal person.
You know, that's one of the things that I was listening to this, and I've been working with sexuality for many years, and one of the things that I was thinking about as I was listening to this conversation is what happened and what moment was that came about that changed... the way we see the world. What perverted us? What made us normal? Is there a place in your life, both of you? I know myself.
I think we were just sitting in a restaurant and then a really hot waitress came over to serve us and I looked at her and then looked back at Karen and said, well, sorry. She's like, what are you apologizing for?
Ah, and then you realized we're both libertines.
More or less.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
It was with a waitress. Okay. The same for Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
different waitress, I think.
Different waitress, I think.
So, Karen, did you know that May is Masturbation Month?
Yes, I did.
See, she is like an expert.
Actually,
you're right.
I learned that last year.
Oh.
And I made an announcement about it on my forum online.
Really?
She's touching herself
right
now,
Karen,
by the way. I
had almost forgotten about it this month until I started looking at your website.
Oh, well, in honor of Masturbation Month, tell us how you like to masturbate.
Oh, wow, that could
She likes intensity. Extreme intensity.
Okay, you tell us how she likes. That's how she likes to masturbate or have sex? Masturbating with extreme intensity as well. Yes.
Now she's getting embarrassed.
I guess one way.
Yes.
I think this would work for a lot of women. Is using a pillow or a wrapped-up blanket, and then putting a vibrator against it and holding the pillow or the wrapped-up blanket between my knees, and crossing my ankles so that it squeezes the vibrator up against all those sensitive areas.
Mm.
And you just kind of move your hips
mm-hmm.
one after the other.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it. I feel you, baby.
Mm-hmm. I got your rhythm.
That can work really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
I think my dog does that.
Who does that?
I think my dog does
your
that.
Your dog? With a vibrator?
With a pillow.
Oh, with a pillow. Yeah.
It works with just the pillow, but it works even better if you use a vibrator with the pillow.
I'll give him one. I have this new pocket rocket just starting to.
I'm sure he'll love it, yeah. Except I want you to use the pocket
rocket.
I'll
use it.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about her dog using my pocket rocket. You know, we'll have to get you another one. You have to come back on the show.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just feel this is so extraordinary. You know, I've been doing this for most of my life.
Okay.
And I always feel that when I hear this kind of thing, surgery or no surgery, this is a private thing, I've helped to change the world just a little bit, just to hear these stories and to find out that the world is much more beautifully perverted than we could ever imagine, right?
Was it really perversion? I mean, for us, it's just we just do
it's normal. But
he's using
the
term perversion like
normal,
just having fun, people having fun.
Yeah, and to be normal, to have these thoughts in our minds, to understand, to see ourselves, to reflect ourselves in the world, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we are all children of sex.
We're all the children of sex.
And we all have
no
our way
about it.
Of being that way. I mean, this is actually a very nice relationship, you know, that can appeal to people that believe in love and truth and can also appeal to people that believe in swinging.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think it's really great.
And phone sex.
Yeah, but those things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right. Obviously not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and I think that there are quite a few people out there that have relationships like this and are getting more and more open about that. And
well, everybody has relationships like this. It's just a question of whether we tell the truth. That's all.
Well, that was the main thing. I mean, as soon as we were honest, it just took the relationship to a whole other level.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
I mean, a lot of people cheat. A lot of people have sex outside the marriage.
A lot of people cheat and tell stories
anyway,
and lie. Yeah. Like, who's this guy that just, the anti-gay guy?
Oh, well, he's going going way into the perversion department.
He's going to hell.
In
okay?
fact,
you're fucking going to hell. Jesus is going to get you. The God is going to get you.
Yeah.
He rent a boy. He rented a boy.
He rented a boy probably in Europe or who knows where.
No, in Florida.
Oh, in Florida. But they went to Europe.
Yeah, to carry his bags. Hey.
And then you see a picture of
I
him
got
carrying
you right
his
here.
Own bag. Right. Yeah, carry his bags.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
I got you right here, baby. Right up
yeah,
your ass.
Yeah, and this is like some kind of a fundamentalist preacher.
Not only is he a fundamentalist preacher.
Anti-gay.
He is totally anti-gay. He has been after gays and lesbians and relationships between trees and people, people and dogs and this and that. Okay?
Do you remember his name?
I can't remember his name, but he's in the news. You can just Google him. Rent a boy.
Rent a boy.
And you'll find him.
Because that's where he found the guy. Rent a boy.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and of course, I think the guy is underage, the kid.
Well, he's young.
Yeah.
He's very young.
Pretty young, yeah.
He's 19.
Anyway, so, you know, this is what happens when you lie a lot.
People not able to deal with their own personal truth, that they've got to take it to the
extremes.
Exactly.
This is what happens when you lie a lot, you know, and lying to yourself as well, and lying to not just your wife and your spouse, which is bad enough, but okay, but lying to a congregation, lying to a public, lying to, you know, to future generations, telling them that, you know, gay sex is going to send you to hell, and then you got to rent a boy. I mean... That's about as hypocritical as you can get, you know, pretty hypocritical. So but on the other hand, he's not like dropping bombs on anyone at the moment. But he probably supports those kinds of causes.
Well, of course.
I would guess.
I'm sure.
So he needs some therapy, and he needs to come clean. You know,
right.
Needs to come clean.
We all need to come clean. We all need to tell the truth, and create a new society. A society that's about equality, a society that's about honesty, a society that's about where do I put my pony spinoprut? And how do I do it honestly?
Mm-mm.
You know? Because the world is beautiful. It's fucking beautiful.
Well, it is. It is. It's beautiful. Sex is a beautiful thing. Sex is a comedy, not
beautiful.
A tragedy.
I mean,
and
you know, with this woman, I have like 10, 20... About 40.
I only have 2 feet.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. But
you're counting my hands.
I count the hands. All these girls.
Trying to say that all of
these,
my digits are lovers.
You know?
Okay,
yeah.
So that way he gets to have a harem.
Yeah, have a harem. And
but
I'm
I
not,
do let him massage
I'm not
other
even
women's
Muslim.
Feet.
You know?
No problem. Yeah.
So we've got 8 minutes.
We've got 8 more minutes.
And,
okay.
That was really nice. This is really nice.
So feel free to come for us, Karen. It's masturbation month. Woo!
You think you can?
Mm.
You could. We'll all be quiet.
We will. Or we could make noises if you'd prefer. Now, what would a scene be? Have you had orgies? It sounds like you've had a lot of experience.
Only one.
One? Okay, not bad.
Yeah, I was out of town, and I was invited to model body paint at a Playboy place. I'm not usually a model. Actually, I don't even look like a model. But they were going to use all-size women, so I went with a friend of mine, and we ended up going back to an apartment where there was about 6 people, and everyone was already naked when I got there. So
whoa.
Might as well join in. Now, that time there wasn't full-on sex. It was all oral, but it was really interesting. And I was texting Jared the whole time about what was going on.
That's hot. Yeah. That is hot.
Well,
wow.
Nice for me.
Ringside seat at the naked women party. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it goes back to the honesty thing. I mean... Deny ourselves, you know.
Well, you know what? I mean, any guy would want his wife to be honest about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Really? Cool. Well, now we have a couple guys, and my husband has already been kicked out of the room by other callers. So, I mean, can you create a fantasy that would involve all of us? For yourself?
Oh, no problem.
Oh, good.
Great. Excellent. You're hot, baby.
Well,
you'd like Amber, by the way.
What would we all be doing?
Oh, how about you all pay attention to me?
Yes. We're all going to be focused on you,
Yeah, we're all going to pay attention.
At that party I ended up at, that's what happened. I was laying back. It was my first time at a place like that, and I was just kind of relaxing. And everybody crawled over to me and started licking me.
Well, we're all going to crawl over and lick you.
I could just start
with our nice wet tongues. We're all going to lick you.
We're going to lick you.
Let's all lick now.
Somebody's going to have to take care of my feet.
Well, we have a foot specialist here. Yeah. I don't know if she'll lick your toes, though.
I'm just going to slide up
just
on the inside of your leg.
Right? She's going to take care of your toes. I'm going to... I'm going to lick your pussy because I am the love doctor. And Jared here is going to kiss you because he is your fiance.
And I'm
going to
have my hands in your hair, pulling your head back.
And Max is going to...
I'm just
going
to film the whole thing.
No, no. You could do something. You could, like...
Nah. She has nipples.
Yeah,
nipples.
No, I like thighs. I like the inner thighs.
Ooh,
right before they get to the thing, you know, and you go...
Licking.
You slide across there.
All that is being licked now, Karen. Yeah. I don't know, though. We're almost done with the show here. Can we?
I don't mind the camera either. Yeah.
No. Well, you're on the air right now.
Michael the stud has just gotten...
Oh, Michael's in on this now.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Amber for coming in tonight.
Who's Michael?
Who's Michael?
Michael is our friend, and, you know, he's here. Oh, and he wanted to tell us something about Taylor Swift, right? About her masturbation or something like that? No.
No, no, no. Shh.
Oh.
But I did want to thank Amber for coming in tonight.
Okay, all right.
Amber was
Michael is
quite
obsessed.
The quintessential figure the other night, and her willingness to sacrifice her evening and... imbue with her
Michael,
her
we're
talents.
Having sex with her, his
this
girlfriend.
This is no sacrifice. This is great.
Now, see, I would
sacrifices
stop
usually
sex.
Are. That's
I would
what I was
stop
thinking.
Stop having sex with Karen for the sake of hearing something about Taylor Swift.
We have 3 minutes.
Since we're not going to do that, we're going to get back to Karen's orgasm.
Come
on, baby.
Come on.
Okay.
She better be a screamer. There's a lot of buildup.
Karen's, okay, keep going.
So Karen, I'm sucking on your clit. I get right for the pleasure button. Max is licking your thighs. Amber is sucking on your toes.
Like very
and
close.
Jared is sucking on your tongue. And Michael is sucking on your nipples. And we're all over you. With our tongues.
So delicious.
You taste so good. You're just so delicious. Oh, we're all making a meal of you, Karen. We're all just dining on you. Just eating you.
So wet. This is dripping on my lips. My tongue.
Oh, yeah.
You taste so good.
Oh, you taste delicious.
So right.
It's so
right.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Deeper.
Your fingers are our tongues. Your fingers are all of our tongues.
You're so fucking wet,
baby.
Feel
us licking you. Licking
so
up all your wetness. We have giant tongues licking you.
I'm in Aerolia heaven.
Come right into our mouths. Come right into our mouths.
Fuck you so bad. Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, Karen. Merry masturbation month.
Exactly.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Oh, fabulous. Now, honestly, because you are very
honest. Could I get a towel, please?
How was that?
That was fun.
That was fun.
Okay,
right?
Good.
First time I've done that on the air.
Mm, yeah.
An on-air orgasm. We have a series of them now.
We have a series of
on-air orgasms. That was an excellent
one. We did
one
about 25 years ago, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, 25 years ago, we did.
The FCC said, what'd you do? We were just
said it was a foot massage. Actually,
we said it was a foot massage.
We did two different things.
We said, could you tell the difference between a foot massage
and an orgasm?
And an orgasm. Nobody could. Not even the FCC.
What about the difference between on-air and in-the-air orgasms?
Mm. Ooh. That's a subject for another show.
We are out of time.
Go. But I want to thank all my guests, including, of course, my orgasmic caller here, Karen, and her fiancé, Jared. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And check in with us from time to time, you know, give us the ups and downs of your great relationship, and we hope it's all up. And we hope to see more of you. And I really want to thank Amber Berlin for joining us. Yeah. You have a website?
Here.
No, just on Throughfoot Sessions.
Mm, sessions.
Footsessions.com.
Footsessions.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're mainly a foot model then? Also a regular model?
Not as often.
No?
She's also
I heard you were a stripper.
She's actually a great artist, but
okay,
we
won't
when
we
tell
turn
about
the music
that.
On, can we see a little strip?
Do you guys have a pole?
Yeah.
Well, we got to go.
We got a monkey rocker. Okay. And I want to thank all of you who helped out with the show, the whole Bonobo gang, including Michael, Mr. MMB, and my darling Max, and everybody that makes this show possible. Happy Masturbation Month. I want you to be good. I want you to, keep it going. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. You can rub your feet for you or something. It's Masturbation Month. Do it all.
Talk
Enjoy.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.